on the road again.
Like you're still in one piece in 0TR.
One or two left even after going to the grocery store.
Yeah, but you found that laying on the floor.
Nah, I had that in my pocket, so, you know. It is, you know. But I didn't overload today.
Have all that stimulus money coming in. And maybe even $2,000 down the line. Go ahead, Bob.
$2,000 would be nice. But I wouldn't count on it. They all are ostriches in Washington. They all got their head, well, in the sand. But actually, I'm thinking of another location.
Not that. But if you're waiting on $2,000, don't expect it. Because he signed the bill the other day, and it didn't have $2,000 in it. It had $600 in it. But what gets me is the $15 million they're sending to Pakistan for gender investigation or something. I don't know. Some silly thing, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, but they have taken it back for a vote to raise that, even though he signed the $600. They've taken it back to raise it, and Congress has already passed it to raise it to $2,000. So now Trump wants it at $2,000, and all the Democrats want it at $2,000, and some of the Republican senators want it at $2,000, but there's a handful that are fighting it. And Mr. Pelosi, the Republican Pelosi, that's Mitch McConnell, he's got his 2 cents in it, and he's about as big of an idiot as Pelosi, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we got the best politicians money can buy.
Well, we just elected the best one money could buy, I can promise you that.
You got that right, that's for darn sure.
There ain't no way that election wasn't rigged, period, and you heard it straight from ND7J. I don't care if anybody don't like it.
I think most of them are, Bob. I don't understand. I think it goes to the highest bidder. It's like this one over in Georgia. They want control of the Senate, and they're dragging out every person they can to vote for that black guy that hates America, hates cops and everything else, and he'll probably get elected.
Oh, come on, man! Come on! That's the biggest crook in his whole family. They're crooks.
That's what the ones that are, keep getting elected are the crooks. And sometimes I wish we could just line them up, you know, and send them into a cage with a bear and see who comes out on top. And big old angry black bear. They're nasty and mean. So anyway, tooling back down the road, headed home. And I got by with only $40 on the groceries today, Tom. I spent $140 about 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Rusty.
Yeah.
They put them all in a cage with a bear. They would come in with a big old quart jar of honey and buy them all off. And then they'd walk out and say, yeah, my son didn't do anything wrong and I didn't do anything wrong and everything's lovely.
Won't you like that commercial where that bear comes on there and only have Congress on the other side, and after he gets done telling her what to do for her bowels or whatever they're advertising, he says, you mind if I root through your trash?
Yeah, that's about it. As far as I'm concerned, what they need to do is take every single politician that we have all the way through and fire them all, get rid of them all, and start all over from scratch.
And how long they can serve. And, I think one term ought to be about the limit in most cases. It might be a couple worth two, but I don't think so. That's why they're all so rich and been in there so long, you know. That's what they do. They buy their way back in every year. And we got one here in South Carolina the same way. But he got elected again, unfortunately. My vote didn't help him, though. W2T.
Yeah, well, not about. It's cut off the lifelong health benefits. They ought to make all of the politicians live by the same rules and regulations and health insurance and all of it as the public. Because these guys are supposed to be they're supposed to be there to help and serve the public. They're not supposed to be there to make money and get benefits for the rest of their life. I know if I quit a job, I lose my benefits. Not them. They get to keep everything. Doesn't matter what. And, you know, they all just need to go. They're all, as my grandfather would say, they're all a bunch of shysters.
Well, I think the term limits is the best suggestion because then, you know, after a few years, that's when they become corrupt. And they don't mind giving away 600 or 2,000 or whatever because their wages haven't been affected one little bit with this COVID. And so what have they got to lose?
What if we just stop paying all of them until a deal is reached?
Balanced.
The budget ain't ever going to be balanced now. Besides that, I think the Democrats brought the virus here because that was the only way they could attack Trump. And now there will be a miracle recovery. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm pulling down my street, fellas. Y'all have a great day. N0TR, ND7J with WU2T 73.
Yeah, Bob, I think you're preaching to the choir. We all agree with you. You have a good day. Yeah, it's a sad, sad world out there when it comes to that. And like you say, maybe the term limit to do it. But as long as they can vote for their own raises, their mamas didn't raise no fools. See you later, Bob. Send 0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Catch you later, Bob. I'll probably call you on the phone maybe this afternoon or in the morning. And be safe, self-sufficient out there. WU2T. So what are you up to this afternoon, Tom?
I'm scratching off this liquid electrical tape off of an Ameritron antenna switch, and I tried replacing the relays in another one, but the way the boards are, it's almost like a double-sided circuit board in there. They're really not high-tech or anything. They're just terribly hard to work on because of the size of the solder joints and being able to apply enough heat to get it to solder, and then there's only about a quarter inch gap between two boards, and then they go up into an SO239, and it's just a real cluster you know what to try to work on. But this one I think is good, although I replaced it. And so I'm not going to tear into it or replace the relays. I'm just going to hook it up with some jumpers here and test it, and then that way I'll have a spare if the other one ever goes bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Tom. Well, I have arrived at home, and I need to get inside. And I'm going to put this bottle of wine I bought today in the fridge so it'll chill down by tomorrow night, so I can have a glass of wine tomorrow evening to celebrate the new year. Nothing else other harder than that. You and Bernice have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you later. N0TR, WU2T.
Okay, Rusty, enjoy. I don't drink wine. I don't drink any spirits hardly ever. And but I noticed Aldi's has got a nice selection of them there. Just FYI. Take care, and I'll be around the radio. See you later, buddy. N0TR.